about the reshuffle, we have word that John McDonnell has been made Shadow Chancellor.
Well, I... are you sure about that?
Yes, the Labour press team are tweeting it.
Well, personally, I think that means that is a shame, because the speculation was that Angela Eagle might be the contender, and it would mean, if that's the case, that all the top jobs will be held by men.
I think she may well have a job, Angela. She's got shadow business brief.
Really?
Shadow Chief Secretary Seema Malhotra. Sorry, I'm just reading these through right now. But John McDonnell, a divisive figure. We know earlier that we were hearing from people who are concerned about him.
I'm not concerned about the accusation. Jeremy Corbyn has clearly got an agenda on the economy which is different to the past, and he's entitled as leader to appoint whoever he wishes to his shadow cabinet. But I'm just making a general point. I think it's unfortunate that we don't have any women in the foreign affairs or Home Office or in the Treasury or in the leader or in the deputy leader.
Do you feel that the shadow cabinet and the shadow front bench will be able to unite behind John McDonnell and his economic
I assume that every member of the shadow cabinet will be united, because there will be one collective shadow cabinet view. But I don't know all the list of who has been appointed, but I would have assumed that when they form the shadow cabinet, there will be a collective responsibility amongst them.